You're listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store with DJ Sally Ann. This week on the show, we're going to be listening extensively to a really awesome mixtape. I might not be able to give you all the names of the tracks, because there's lots of remixes and medleys, but it's very 80s, like a lot of the stuff on this show. And we're going to start off with some Iggy Pop.
Hello, hush, thou wild child. Hello, hush, thou evil man.
I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child. Thank you.
You're listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store with DJ Sally Ann. The last track we heard was Fine Young Cannibals with Johnny We're Sorry. I really like that beat. I've actually had a Fine Young Cannibals tape in my collection for over a year, but, you know, like, she drives me crazy. It's kind of an annoying song. So I haven't really played them. So yeah, that was a remix, but I don't know by who, because this cassette's just kind of a random mixtape. Before that, we heard some James Brown and Wild One by Iggy Pop. Coming up next, we got some more music.
You wanna talk about the real junk? If I ever said I'd be banned, this morning, my wallet was gone. Little girl talking about she wanna go home. Now wait a minute, where's my money? Now where's my money? I got the clip joint blue all the way down to my shoe. I had fun last night, you know I did my best. Little girl standing up there with three lumps up in her chest. Now wait a minute, where's my money? Now where's my money? I got the clip joint blues all the way down to my shoe. Wait a minute, baby, before you go, you gotta drop that iron before you hit that dough. Now wait a minute, where's my money? Now where's my money? I got the clip joint blues all the way down to my shoes. Up there with three lumps up in her chest. Now wait a minute, where's my money? Where's my money? I got the clip joint blues all the way down to my shoe. Now where's my money?
Come on, give it up, baby.
I got your
money. Where's my money?
No, no, stop that jiving, ain't gonna take this.
Now where's my money?
No, no, you lying. Now you gotta give up something.
Where's my money?
Nah, baby, you gonna make me hurt you in a minute.
I got the clip joint blue all the way down to my shoe. Now where's my money?
Baby, you gonna drop that iron right now.
Where's my money?
Now you gonna make me get mad in a minute.
Where's my money?
Now, I know I had $500. I ain't got it
now. Where's my money?
Baby, you better come on with it now.
I got the clip joint blue all the way down to my shoe.
Don't you start no stuff.
This is DJ Sally Ann, and you're listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store. That was the Sons of Blues with Where's My Money. Before that, we heard some song called Because I Said So. And we started things off with The Cramps. And that song was Garbage Man. Coming up next in the set, we've got some Janis Joplin, some Prince, and Athabaskan Old Time Fiddling Festival, recorded November 10th and 11th, 1983, in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's dedicated to Fairbanks because I've been up north for several years now, but still haven't made it there. I know it's only 11 hours away, but I just got my driver's license last week, so I guess it already feels a bit closer. Back to music. This is Janis Joplin with Get It While You Can.
Everybody's fighting on with each other. You got no one you can count on, baby. Not even your own brother. So if someone comes along, he's gonna give you some love.
for the banks of the old river Rhine, where I love to remember her, but I can't forget her. Yeah, I love my pretty Fräulein, 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 walk down by the river, pretend that your hand holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. In a moment of glory, her face comes before me, the place of my pretty Fräulein. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein, Fräulein. Your hand holding mine, by the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein. One more time. Fräulein, Fräulein, walk down by the river, pretend that your hand holding mine. By the same stars above you, I swear that I love you. You are my pretty Fräulein. You are my pretty
Fräulein. Your touch is like a torch. Each time you touch me, don't touch me if you don't love me. Yeah, sweetheart, your kiss is like a drink. When I'm thirsty and I'm thirsty for your love all the time. Don't open the door to heaven, honey. Lord, if I can't come in, don't touch me if you don't love me. Yeah, sweetheart, to say that you love me and say sweet words, boy, would be smart. Oh no, babe, yeah, on my part. Don't open the door to heaven, honey.
But if I can't come in, don't touch me if you don't love me. Yeah, sweetheart.
This is DJ Sally Ann, and you're listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store, giving you an amazing mix of the music you tried to ditch. We heard a couple songs off the Athabaskan Old Time Fiddling Festival. We heard songs labeled Fairbanks and Rampart, so I guess that's just where the musicians were from. And before that, we heard Prince and the NPG with Cream, and we started the set off with some Janis Joplin. So, got about 10 minutes left in this weekly show, which is rebroadcast Sundays at 3, and new episodes air every Friday at 5 p.m. on CJUC 92.5. You can email me at djsallyann@gmail.com. That is djsallyann at gmail. And I also podcast, and I'm available on iTunes if you just need an awesome, different kind of playlist. And you can just look that up under DJ Sally Ann, Sounds Like the Thrift Store. Got 8 minutes left on the show this week, and we're going to have a history lesson. I got this cassette called 1939. Do you remember? Well, I don't. I don't remember. But I'm going to find out. And unless you change that dial, so are you.
It was the year 1939. In a country that now topped 131 million in population and was fast losing its isolationist status, life was moving and changing. Let's turn back the calendar to the sounds and events of 1939, the people who were in the news, whether they wanted to be or not, what our dollar bought, what we listened to, read, laughed at, and reacted to.
Oh, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Americans were peaceably preoccupied with homegrown affairs, comfortable that they were oceans away from the gathering clouds of war in Europe. The jukebox set was jitterbugging to Jeepers Creepers, Gone with the Wind was packing the movie houses, and college students were seeing how many bodies could be crammed into a telephone booth. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in the White House, and the minimum wage was 30 cents. Swing was king, and in little towns across the country, girls in loose skirts and saddle shoes tripped into ice cream parlors with their boyfriends, plugged nickels into the jukebox, and set the place rocking with their intricate dance steps. Popular tunes that year were Deep Purple and The Angels Sing by trumpet player Ziggy Elman, Beer Barrel Polka, Over the Rainbow, South of the Border, Little Sir Echo, Deep in a Dream, Man and the Mandolin, and Glenn Miller's In the Mood. More favorites were Sunrise Serenade, Umbrella Man, Penny Serenade, Three Little Fishes, and Scatterbrain. The Lindy and Jitterbug were the last word for Hep Cats.
All or nothing at all.
A 23-year-old New Jersey Roadhouse singer named Frank Sinatra joined the Harry James Band and in less than a year left to join Tommy Dorsey. The frail-looking youngster with rumpled brown hair and blue eyes was a crooner of romantic ballads who seemed to be the most unlikely candidate to become an idol. But when he started singing, his voice tender and silky, the audience exploded. Within the next few years, he would become a phenomenon, inspiring wild adulation and total surrendering collapse by his fans. The fast-moving world of swing gave birth to a language called jive that was as free and confusing as the music itself. A girl vocalist was a canary. Cutting the rug meant dancing to a swing orchestra. The musicians in the orchestra were called cats. An 88 was a piano, a licorice stick was a clarinet, and skins meant drums. Critics solemnly suggested that the craze was getting out of hand, quoting a psychologist on the dangerously hypnotic influence of swing. 1939 began with only 2% of the gross national product being in armaments. After calling attention to the gravity of the international situation in his annual message, President Roosevelt submitted a budget that called for $1.3 billion for defense. As the year progressed, the clouds of war drifted closer to American soil as the events preceding the start of World War II unfolded. In March, Germany took over the rest of Czechoslovakia. Great Britain and France pledged their support to the Polish government as Hitler denounced his 1934 non-aggression pact with Poland. And on September 1st, German forces invaded Poland. 2 days later, World War II had begun with Great Britain and France declaring war on Germany. President Roosevelt declared neutrality of the United States as war spread in Europe. On September 17th, Poland is invaded by the USSR, which on September 28th divides the country with Germany. On November 30th, Soviet forces invade Finland. The United States had had a long and painful depression that now seemed securely in history, and the gross national product had climbed to $91 billion, a 60% increase over the black days in 1933. The new prosperity was heralding dozens of new wonder products, lightweight alloys, TV, synthetic detergents, and frozen foods. But most Americans would have to wait to make regular use of those new inventions as the United States began to tool up for its own defense. Technological development in 1939 was unveiled in the biggest, giddiest, and most expensive international exposition the world had ever seen. The New York World's Fair opened on April 30th at a cost of over $150 million on a 1,200-acre site in Flushing Meadow, Queens, that had been created by filling in the entire Queens City dump and planting it with 10,000 trees and 1 million tulip bulbs from Holland. Upon this tract had been built 300 massive futuristic buildings to house the fair's 1,500 exhibitors. It was called the World of Tomorrow and was visited by 45 million people. The fair included such marvels as television, nylon stockings, and a robot named Electro that could talk and puff a cigarette. The General Motors Futurama was a hit, as was Billy Rose's extravagant Aquacade, featuring beautiful girls swimming to music. The opening ceremonies were telecast over NBC's experimental channel, together with a speech by President Roosevelt.
I hereby dedicate the World's Fair, the New York World's Fair of 1939, and I declare it open to all mankind.
RCA receivers with 5-inch, 9-inch, and 12-inch picture tubes were on display at the fair, carrying retail prices ranging from $199.50 to $600. Sooner than you realize it, television will play a vital part in the life of the average American, said the advertisers for the World's Fair telecast. The landmark telecast was picked up by several hundred experimental receivers set up in the metropolitan area and was seen by 1,000 viewers. This was the year that saw the introduction of the first commercial home television receiver marketed by Dumont. The first TV sportscast was that year, a Princeton-Columbia baseball game. Television was a reality, but its progress was completely halted with the beginning of World War II. President Roosevelt called on leaders of electronic development and manufacturing to come to Washington and assist the shifting of all resources from civilian to military usage.
I love a mystery.
Radio would continue unchallenged as the medium for communication throughout most of the next decade. With over 45 million sets in use, radio provided the major entertainment medium for America. New that year on radio were the Aldrich Family, Blondie, Ellery Queen, Mr. District Attorney, the Screen Guild Theater, Hedda Hopper, the Dinah Shore Show, I Love a Mystery, which would run until 1952, Let's Pretend, and Pot of Gold, which gave away $1,000 to anyone who picked up his phone during the broadcast when Ben Grauer called.
Thanks for listening to Sounds Like the Thrift Store, produced and edited by DJ Sally Ann in Bedroom Studios in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory. Airing locally on CJUC, the Juice FM, 92.5 in Whitehorse, every Friday at 5, and rebroadcast Sundays at 3 p.m. Comments and questions can be sent to djsallyann@gmail.com. That is djsallyann@gmail.com.